with a look at Radio on the Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting for this Friday morning. Well, a lot of action yesterday as far as the college baseball scene, softball, Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, UNI Panther ladies with a 7-6 win. And that's in Carbondale, Illinois. They are on to the next round. They beat Illinois State yesterday. In baseball, Ellsworth Community College's season came to a close with a couple of losses in the regional tournament at Carroll Merchants Park as Iowa Central defeated the Panthers 11-1. Northeast Community College then beat the Panthers in the consolation round 12-7. ECC baseball ends the year at 21-33. Yesterday at the American Rivers Conference tournament at Cedar Rapids, Wartburg with a couple of huge wins. They beat Central in 10 innings, 8-7, and Wartburg comes back to beat the top seed Luther, and a rival no less, of course, 10-4 Knights with the win over Luther to move on in that tournament for the championship this weekend. And the North Central Conference had its girls and boys conference track and field championships Thursday night in Webster City. The girls, two area athletes, won conference championships. Hampton-Dumont College's Marin Subert entered the meet leading the conference in the discus throw at 130 feet 9 inches. She topped their personal best with 132 feet 10 inches to win the conference title. Subert says the conference competition helped drive her.
And discus, we had a PR, which I was not expecting early. So there was good competition there because Reagan Haynes from Algona PR'd a couple times and met my same mark I started off with. So knew I had to get past that. But it was a really good day and I felt good.
And other top area performers included Iowa Falls Alden's Izzy Jansen, also winning a conference championship in the 100-meter hurdles, finishing in 15.24 seconds. Jansen says the next step is continuing to build speed, both individually in the hurdles and with her distance medley relay team at IFA.
I think, really, I just need to build up more speed and keep my speed up, and I just need to gain as much speed as I can before next week, and so hopefully I can drop my time lower. And with the D-Med, too, I think we all just need to run our best at qualifying meet, and hopefully something great happens.
And other performers toward the top included Hampton-Dumont College's Madison Helsko, finishing second in the high jump 5 feet, surpassing her previous best of 4'10". And the girls' team standings, Hampton-Dumont College was fifth with 52 points, Iowa Falls Alden was seventh with 39 points, and Clarence Goldfield Dowes was ninth with 15 points. On the boys' side of the North Central Conference meet at Algona, Iowa Falls Alden won the 4x200-meter relay in a time of 132.10. The cadets also finished second in the 4x800 and the 1600-meter sprint medley relay, along with the shuttle hurdle relay. Individually, Iowa Falls Alden's Andrew Heron finished second in the 3200-meter run in 10:15.08. Hampton-Dumont Cal's Aiden Keene was second in the high hurdles at 15.07. In the boys' team standings, Iowa Falls Alden finished third with 113 points. Hampton-Dumont Cal sixth with 59. Clarence Goldfield Dowes was eighth with 38 points. Teams will return to action Thursday for state qualifying meets next week. Hampton-Dumont Cal will compete at Clear Lake, while Iowa Falls Alden and Clarence Goldfield Dowes will head to Roland Story. Well, Grundy Center's track and field teams, boys and girls, swept the team titles at Thursday's NICL Mega Meet at East Marshall. John Mowinkle reports.
The Spartan girls scored 116 points to secure the program's third consecutive conference championship. Head coach Todd Roller.
This is the best feeling, knowing that these girls have put in all the work over the years, and being able to win this conference 3 years in a row is really something special, because I will say forever that the NICL is the best track conference in the state. And, you know, I could not be more proud of my girls and their effort. I'm just thankful and blessed to have these group of girls to work with, and their parents, and the support of our school and community. There aren't really any words. You know, I feel like it's like a career topper.
The Grundy Center boys scored 111 points, getting past Denver by 2 points in a meet that was decided in the final race. Head coach Chris Conger says it was a full team win.
When you get to this situation, and you have to, you know, every point matters. You know, you look at those guys in Leo Block in the 2 mile and the mile, he got eighth in both of them. Not a glorious position to be in, but for a freshman, he knew what he had to do. And if you watched his race, it's a kid that understood the assignment. And whenever you get kids like that, and you just get so passionate about them because they aren't going to make the front page of the paper, but at the same time, they're the kids that end up winning you the meet.
Top local performers in the boys meet for Grundy Center include first place finishes by Braden Davey in the 200 and 400, Judd Jarovsky in the 400 meter hurdles, Emerson Vokes in the 1600 and 3200, and the sprint medley relay. They had second place finishes by Emerson Vokes in the 800, Pete Lebo in the 110 meter hurdles, and the 4x100. AGWSR was 15th with 10 team points. Their top performers included Bo Starr, 3rd in the shot put, and Carl Hooger, 7th in the 400. Applington Parkersburg was 3rd with 79.5 points. They had 1st place finishes by the distance medley relay, 4x200 and 4x400. They had 2nd place finishes by the 4x800 and Owen Prusner in the 400 meter hurdles. Dyke New Hartford was 8th with 46 points. They had a second place finish by the 4x200, and Dawson Dietrich was 3rd in the discus. South Hardin was 4th with 69 points. They had runner-up finishes by Casey Williamson in the 100 and 200, Peyton Welch in the long jump, and Preston Dolash in the shot put. Top performers in the girls' meet for Grundy Center, they had first place finishes by Grace Storyhan in the 800, Allison Kalk in the high jump, the distance medley relay, the 4x100, and the 4x400. They had runner-ups by Ava Heron in the 100, the sprint medley relay, and 4x200. AGWSR tied for 10th with 34.5 points. Carly Hooger was 1st in the discus, and Piper Smith was 4th in the 400. Applington Parkersburg was 3rd with 74 points. The 4x200 was 1st. They had runner-up finishes by Ella Butcher in the 200, Lorna Bernard in the long jump, the shuttle hurdle relay, and the 4x800. Dyke New Hartford was 2nd with 100 points. They had 1st place finishes by Chloe Paulson in the 100, 200, and long jump, and 2nd place finishes by Emmy Sager in the 800, Myla Sillman in the high jump, and the 4x400. South Hardin was 7th with 44 points. The sprint medley relay was 1st, and Ada Eller was 2nd in the 400.
And you can find the complete results at radioonthego.com. Also, on our sports tab, the top of Iowa East meet, co-ed track meet yesterday. So North Butler finish in 3rd place in the boys. West Fork was 6th. On the girls' side, North Butler was runner-up at 109 points, and West Fork right behind them, 3rd place for the women of West Fork with 104 points. Also, some of the other action in the area. Top of Iowa West Conference co-ed meet, Belmont Clemmie was in 6th place, and Belmont Clemmie in 8th place on the girls' side yesterday. Taking a look at boys tennis, Applington Parkersburg defeating Grundy Center 8-1. In boys soccer, Wright County tied Humboldt 1-1 in boys soccer, that is. Garner Hayfield Ventura defeated Iowa Falls Alden 1-0. And Webster City nipped Hampton Dumont Cal 1-0 as well. Girls soccer yesterday, it was Humboldt defeating Wright County 6-0. Number 13th ranked Iowa Falls Alden girls, no problem with Garner Hayfield Ventura, winning 5-0. Webster City shut out Hampton Dumont Cal 10-0. And Dyke New Hartford over Waterloo Columbus 6-1. In girls golf, Dyke New Hartford was 6th place at the New Hampton tournament. The Iowa Falls Alden girls finished behind St. Ansgar and North Butler in a triangular at St. Ansgar, scoring for the Saints and 194, North Butler and 197, and Iowa Falls Alden 3rd with a 203. Clarion Goldfield Dows was at St. Edmund for a triangular in which they placed 2nd, Clear Lake winning with a 176, Cowgirls with a 236, St. Edmund with a 266, and Belmont Clemmie fell to Garner Hayfield Ventura, 221 to 242 in girls golf. Also in boys golf, it was North Butler falling to St. Ansgar, 153 to 189. And the North Central Conference Golf Tournament up at Mason City. And that was yesterday in boys golf. Hampton Dumont Cal finished 9th, Clarion Goldfield Dow 7th, and Iowa Falls Alden, the best finisher from our area, with a 5th place finish there. Belmont Clemmie boys were in a triangular at North Union in which they placed 2nd, defeating Garner Hayfield Ventura, who had a 178. BK had a 175. North Union wins the triangular with a 171. And the North Iowa Cedar League held their boys' golf tournament at Pheasant Ridge at Cedar Falls yesterday. Applington Parkersburg placing 3rd with a 314. Grundy Center right behind the Falcons. Spartans with a 315. AGWSR was 12th. Dyke New Hartford 13th. And South Hardin was 14th. UNI redshirt senior and Dyke New Hartford alum Parker Kiewit has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Men's Track Athlete of the Week, as announced by the league office on Wednesday. The selection is Kiewit's first outdoor weekly conference honor of his career and second overall after earning track honors this past January in indoor competition. Kiewit posted a strong sprinting performance for the Panthers at the Fresno State Invitational in California, where he ran the second leg of UNI's school record in first place 4x100-meter relay team, and that was clipped off 1/100th of their second and their fastest time. 39.47 seconds was that winning time in that relay. Kiewit also captured first place in the men's 200-meter dash at Fresno State with a season-best 20.84 seconds, and he also placed second in the 100 meters with a career-best 10.49 seconds. Kiewit and the Panthers return to action at the Cyclone Twilight tonight in Ames. Northern Iowa football coach Todd Stepsis says his Panther football team doesn't expect to add a 12th game to their upcoming season. UNI released an 11-game slate this week that begins September 5th at Eastern Washington. The Panthers only have 5 home games.
I think we're at the point right now where we have exhausted every single avenue. I mean, you know, everybody that we thought had availability, you know, either they're in the works of finding their last one, or they're in contracts, or they won a home game.
Stepsis says the Panthers were trying to find another home game.
It's one thing to find a team that has an opening, and then you add another layer when it's like, well, they don't want to necessarily travel to you, and we 7 road games would be a little bit tough. You know, I don't know if I would be a big fan of that either. So, yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, now that we know, it allows us to plan. How can we be our best given this new landscape?
The home opener will be September 12th against Drake at the Unidome. Today in high school girls golf, the Shulock Classic at Grundy Center has some area girls teams starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. They tee off Clarion, Goldfield, Dowse, Dighton, Hartford, Grundy Center among the teams at Grundy. West Fork golfing at North Butler for boys and girls golf at Round Grove. And Grundy Center boys are at the South Tama County Invite today starting at 10 a.m. And in soccer later today, Applington Parkersburg DNH is hosting GCGR on the boys' side in Applington, while the 10th-rated Applington Parkersburg girls are going to GCGR for competition beginning at 5:30 today. Don't forget, if you're a pickleball player, they just invite everybody to come and play pickleball. A bunch of people get together every Saturday morning at the Hampton Progress Park courts next to the swimming pool, 8 to 10 a.m., free for everyone. I'm DeWayne Carstens reporting, Radio on the Go Sports.